This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Teek, we're joined by a former Pro Bowler, linebacker, defensive player, 8 years with Kansas City, 5 with the San Diego Chargers. Donnie Edwards, talk a little shop. Donnie, Teek, and Tierney, how you doing, buddy? Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. How you guys doing?
Good. Hey, man, we are good, pleasure. Donnie. Great to chat with you. And really, I just want to bring up what you're doing with the USAA around Memorial Day, because this is awesome. I actually need to go check this out myself. It's poppyinmemory.com, and it's about digital tributes to fallen military members. Tell us a little bit about this. I lost my grandfather. I obviously didn't know him. In the Vietnam War, and my mom talked so fondly about him, but I never had a chance to meet him. Tell us a little bit about this, because it's amazing, given what's coming up in a little under a week or so.
Yeah, this is a very important holiday for me and for all of us. I don't know a more important American holiday than Memorial Day. For me, Memorial Day is every day, and talking about your family member who was killed in action, you can go to Poppy in Memory and do a digital tribute for him. And it's just a way to bring awareness and honor to our fallen. And working with USAA on this campaign to bring awareness and honor to the 645,000 Americans that paid the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms is something that I truly believe. Military has been in my life since I was born, especially living here in San Diego, with our military base is here. So many family members served, and over 10 U.S. soul tours around the world. It's something that I really, truly believe, and it's a great way to, especially during this time of the coronavirus, to bring some gratitude and some recognition for the freedoms that we have.
Yeah, no, you
and why we have them.
Yeah, were you personally, in fact, have you lost someone in the military since you've been alive and aware?
Well, I've known of no personal family members was killed in action.
Yeah.
But I've known quite a few. So I'm paying tribute. I'm going to be going to Poppy in Memory and paying my tribute to Major Ray Mendoza. He was killed in action November 14, 2005 in Iraq. I just want to make sure that he's never forgotten. And awesome. We always remember his sacrifice.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That
really is.
Poppyinmemory.com, just for those who want to check that out, because I know a lot of our listeners will gravitate to that. Poppy, P-O-P-P-Y, inmemory.com. That's awesome, Donnie.
That's great. I used to sell those in Little League, man, to get up a little money. We used to do that. And Mr. Donahue was my coach. He was a veteran, and he used to wear it inside of his baseball cap. And when you're, 7, 8, 9 years old, you don't know what it means. But obviously the symbolism is phenomenal. That's a great initiative, and that's Donnie Edwards. So I want to ask you this, Donnie.
It's just like, it's something that I truly believe. For me, Memorial Day is every day for me. So it's every day, because I think about what I have, having the opportunity to be born in this country, to have the opportunity. I live in San Diego. We have a lot of people that come from different countries. They go through deserts with nothing in their pockets for one thing, and that's just opportunity. Mm-hmm. And we're born here in this country. We have all the opportunity that we have in the world. We just got to work hard for it and go for it, and you can achieve anything. And I never forgot that. So I'm truly honored to have the opportunity and the freedoms that I have today. And, since I retired, I started Dust Defense Foundation. It's a way to honor and recognize our military. And I just truly, truly believe it. And I want to make sure that we continue to push this because it's so important. I mean, especially right now, we're thinking about there's no sports, right? So that's been taken away from us.
Yep.
Imagine if other things were taken away from us.
Like
that's
liberties,
the freedoms
yeah.
that we're used to.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, you put into perspective, think about the 645,000 that paid the ultimate sacrifice for the freedoms and that we have in this country.
Now, listen, your passion for this is as authentic as I've ever heard. I mean, it's just, it's screaming through the phone. And
yep.
Teague told you the story about his grandfather and my family. I lost somebody, this was way before I was born, but in the Korean War. And trust mm-hmm. me, we all feel the same way. So it is awesome. I do want to ask you a couple of football questions here. And you were a fourth-round pick, 96. And as I mentioned when we introduced you, Donnie, first 8 years with Kansas City, then San Diego. You get drafted to Kansas City, one of the coolest environments, coolest stadiums, great fan bases, win or lose, they're always there, see a red, phenomenal. And I wonder, you know, what you think, because you can answer this, what the Super Bowl meant to the average Chiefs fan, that all these years, getting there in the early ones and not winning, finally winning the Super Bowl, what do you think it means to the Chiefs fans? You played there.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. I mean, everybody felt like they were a part of that. I mean, that's a great thing about Kansas City. The team, the organization, and the community are one. I mean, it's so different. And it just, I'm so blessed and so lucky to be part of this family. You know, it's the organization, the city that brought me in at the 23-year-old rookie and brought me back after I left the Chargers in 07. You know, it's just wonderful. And I'm happy that I had a chance to, you know, to be there at the championship game and at the Super Bowl.
Nice.
To feel a little bit of it, you know, and yeah. I'm really grateful and so happy to bring that trophy to Kansas City, especially for everything that the Hunt family has done. I mean, Lamar Hunt, I mean, God, rest in peace. I mean,
yeah.
I'm so happy, and this is great. You know, it's for every fan because we've been, clawing and fighting for 50 years. So this has been wonderful. I'm just, God, I just love saying world champions, Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, no, it's interesting, though, because you live in San Diego now after finishing your career, at least spending the back part of your career there. And I wonder, the Chargers have left. They're now in Los Angeles. What's up with the fandom? Like, it's like they're in purgatory, the Chargers, right now, because they're L.A., but the base is in San Diego, but they really don't want anything to do with them. What's up with the Charger fan, and who is the Charger fan right now?
Well, the true Charger fan is the one, like myself, you know, who's been a Charger fan since 1973. You know, it's a Charger fan, you know. And as you know, Tiki, cities change, business happens.
Yep.
Like the Rams moved from St. Louis to L.A. And, I mean, that's business. That's what happens. Unfortunately, if you're a true fan, I mean, you know, go with your team. You know, the guys that wore that uniform, right? So when I was growing up, Dan Fouts, Charlie Joyner's, like, that's what I love, you know. And, you know, and unfortunately, you know, there's some things that we can't control, and you have to just, you know, stay with it. So, but it's a highly, you know, it's highly, you know, contentious here in San Diego. But yeah, so it's interesting.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. And staying on those Chargers, they, you know, drafted Justin Herbert. Tyrod Taylor is—he's a little bit of a journeyman at this point. He's brought in, interestingly, to be like the mentor for young players. We saw it with Baker Mayfield in Cleveland. Now he's going to be that to an extent here. You know, when you think about this Chargers squad and their ability to try to win—I'm trying to—I'm use this word loosely—but win Los Angeles against the Rams, can they do that?
Well, you got to win, and that's what it comes down to. You know, when you're winning and you're hot, everybody wants to be there. Everyone wants to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think L.A. is a great city, you know, to do that. It's a huge city. I mean, in New York, you have a couple of teams out there. I see no reason why it cannot work in L.A. And I think the way you get more fans is by winning, by putting together a string of wins and, you know, and changing that climate out there. So it's up to them to go out there and get it done.
All right, man. I don't know if there's Teague. I don't know if there's a better voice for our veterans than this gentleman. I mean, Donnie Edwards crushed it. I mean,
he did.
It's awesome.
Poppyinmemory.com. It's a great initiative. Thank you, Donnie. We appreciate
it. Yeah,
you,
no, it's wonderful, and I'm really thankful for USA. You know, this year I was the NFL Salute to Service Award recipient, which has been wonderful for my efforts, and I just hope that, you know, with that we can raise more awareness for our mission at Best Defense Foundation and what we're doing to honor more veterans. So it's important to me, as you can tell.
Yeah.
I'm pretty passionate for it.
Keep fighting the fight, man. You got a lot of people next to you. That's for sure.
Yeah, we got to do it, you know, for sure. Thank you, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.